This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Senior U.S. officials said Wednesday they're pressing Russia to immediately release detained American journalist Evan Gershkovich. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield told reporters she's spoken with her Russian counterpart about the case and expressed what she called a strong, strong demand that the journalist be released immediately. At a news conference Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he believes Gershkovich is being wrongfully detained in Russia.
We are working through the determination wrongful detention. And there's a process to do that, and it's something that we're working through very deliberately, but expeditiously as well.
Russian authorities detained Gershkovich on March 29th and accused the Wall Street Journal reporter of espionage. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled Wednesday to neighboring Poland to meet with leaders there, as well as members of the public and Ukrainian refugees who fled after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Polish officials said his talks with President Andrzej Duda and Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki would include discussion of the conflict, as well as international support and cooperation. Poland has been a key ally for Ukraine. The UN Refugee Agency says there are 1.5 million Ukrainian refugees who have registered for temporary protection status in Poland. Poland has also served as a main hub for other Ukrainian partners to send in military and humanitarian aid. The United Nations said Wednesday it condemns in the strongest terms the Taliban's decision to prohibit Afghan women from working for the World Body in Afghanistan, calling the ban unlawful and unacceptable. In a statement, the UN office in Kabul said the decision constitutes an unparalleled violation of women's rights. This is VOA News. A new incident of conflict between Israelis and Palestinians comes during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and on the eve of the Jewish Passover. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in force before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers, drawing condemnation from Arab countries and a furious reaction in the occupied West Bank, as well as cross-border strikes in Gaza. The incident came amid fears that tensions built up during a year of escalating Israeli-Palestinian violence could be unleashed at the mosque known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump remains defiant after he became the first U.S. president to appear in court as a criminal defendant. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Hours after pleading not guilty in a New York state court to a 34-count indictment, Trump addressed supporters inside his Mar-a-Lago private resort in the state of Florida, saying, "I never thought anything like this could happen in America." He said the only thing he's guilty of is fearlessly defending the nation from those who seek to destroy it. In his indictment, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg alleges Trump repeatedly and fraudulently falsified New York business records to conceal criminal conduct that hid damaging information, a hush money payment to a porn actress from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. Trump's next court appearance is not scheduled until December, but his lawyers asked that he be excused from attending that hearing in person because of the extraordinary security required to have him show up. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Cindy McCain took over Wednesday as the new head of the World Food Program. She said in a statement that her priorities for the UN agency were increasing its resources, improving its effectiveness, and scaling up partnerships and innovation. McCain begins her tenure at a time when the World Food Program estimates more than 345 million people are facing food insecurity. McCain has been the U.S. ambassador to the three UN food and agriculture agencies in Rome since 2021. She's the widow of former U.S. Senator John McCain, and she takes over from outgoing head David Beasley. Silvio Berlusconi, who has served as Italian prime minister four times, was being treated in intensive care at a cardiac unit in Milan's San Raffaele Hospital after reportedly suffering breathing problems. The 86-year-old billionaire media tycoon has suffered repeated bouts of ill health in recent years. He came out of the hospital just last week. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani, an ally of Berlusconi, told reporters in Brussels that Berlusconi has an infection that has not been resolved, but that he is able to speak. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.